This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
I just love this chapter of scripture here in Romans 8. It is just utterly amazing. It touches my heart every time I look at it. And when I look at it and I think, I'm going to bring a word on this, something happens. I was going to bring you a word from Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 14 and 15. And then I just went back to verse 10 and I realized there is so much here. Verse 10 says this of Romans, the 8th chapter. And Christ lives within you, so that even your body will die because of sin. The Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. Did you get that? I'll say it again. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. Although every single one of us sins, none of us is without sin. The only one was Jesus. And because we are guilty of sin, Paul is saying, yeah, our bodies will die because of sin. But because of the Holy Spirit, we have been made right with God. But David, I don't see that. Well, I'm telling you, you need to see it, because it's right here in Scripture. If it wasn't supposed to be here, it wouldn't be here. It's very, very, very clear. If you go back to verse 9, it says this, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit, if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of God living in them do not belong to Him at all. That's how serious this is. You know, many years ago, when my father was a minister, my father was an itinerant minister and used to preach every Sunday, usually Sunday nights, and he'd preach on a circuit around Bristol. And as a child, I used to go with him on Sunday evenings when he was preaching. And my father would bring a message of fire and brimstone, I tell you. There was such passion when my father was preaching. It was amazing. But he didn't believe that the Holy Spirit was alive today. He believed that was for the first century Christians. So if I discussed this with my dad back then, which I wouldn't have done, but if I had discussed this, he would have said, yeah, that's right. That is absolutely right. That back then, if they didn't have the Spirit of God in them, then Christ Jesus didn't belong to them. But it's different now, because the Holy Spirit died out with the first century. Now you think about this for a second, because I've been thinking about this. There are many, many theologians and ministers and preachers across this world who still believe that. What happened to my father? In 1967, him and my mother went to a revival meeting. Don't ask me why they went, but they did. And that night, their lives were completely changed. Both of them, my mother and my father, were touched by the Holy Spirit, and their lives changed instantly, straight away. And my father spent the next, 30 years or so, regretting what he had preached, because he realized what he was preaching was not true. We can't live in regret either. God doesn't want us to live in regret. We have to just ask for forgiveness and move forward. I can't spend my life in regret for all of the things I've done wrong. And believe you me, beloved, I've done some things wrong. But I can't live my life that way. I can't live my life in regret. I've got to say to the Almighty, Father God, forgive me for what I have done. Pour your Holy Spirit upon me now, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. And forgive me, wash me clean. And that happens on a regular basis. And what happens then? We move on. We cannot live in regret. But what's important is that you believe that the Holy Spirit is alive and lives through us. If you're still doubting it, then I want to pray for you. I want to pray that the Holy Spirit would touch your life even as I am bringing this word right now. I want to pray in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, touch your people, I pray in Jesus' name. Touch them in such a powerful way that they know that you are there. This message, Father, is so important. Because your word is saying, and remember, that those who do not have the Spirit of God living in them do not belong to Him at all. And that's so sad. But listen, verse 10 says, and Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of the sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. Are you getting that? You have been made right with God if you accept the Holy Spirit, if you accept God's love pouring into your life. You have been made right with God. If you ask for forgiveness and say to the Lord, Father, forgive me for those things that I've done wrong, Father, you have been made right with God. This is really important today. This is so vital. This message is so vital. I want to pray in Jesus' name that you receive the Spirit of Almighty God into your heart. If you want to have your spirit inside you renewed, if you want to have the Holy Spirit touch you for the very first time, I want you to respond by praying with me. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, says Paul. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Do you need more conviction? Do you need more convincing than that? I believe the Holy Spirit is convicting you and convincing you right now. If that is you, if you want an infilling of the Holy Spirit, I want you to lift your arm. Lift your hand wherever you happen to be, whatever you happen to be doing, just lift your hand. Either one, I don't care. Just lift your hand in the air. And just say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the sin in my life. I ask you to forgive me and to make me brand new. Heavenly Father, fill me full of your Holy Spirit now. I pray in the name of Jesus. Touch me, Lord. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. The Lord God Almighty, through His Holy Spirit, is touching you right now. I do apologize about the squeaky chair I've got here. I've got to sort that out. But the Lord is touching you in such a powerful way. I just know it. And know this, Christ now lives within you. Remember that Christ is living within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life. Because you have been made right with God. Think about that. The Holy Spirit is giving you, giving me life. Because we have been made right with God. Can you get that into your spirit now? Can you believe that? Can you say yes and amen to that? Because it's amazing. The word is amazing. God's word is life-changing. Do you get that? It is life-changing. Oh, it's so powerful. Thank you, Father, for your word today. We give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name, for this is not possible were it not for your Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.